Okay, that looks green. Thanks, Udo, for the kind introduction. It's actually good to know. I didn't know that you were involved in all of this. Yes, this is basically part of the story where this all comes from. My name is Markus Haenel, and as Udo said, I'm with KernConcept. I was fighting a bit with myself what I'm going to talk here about, because people said, oh, L4IE, we haven't heard so long about it, and make a talk, tell us what's new. And there's a lot of new things. But still, since I can't tell everything because I don't know everything, I try to limit myself to the stuff I work on a daily basis. And part of that is the safety and security. And I'm trying to touch on some other points that are new in L4IE land as well. Stuff was new. There have been a lot of new developments since then. I'm trying to pick some that might be of interest to everyone. So we have now RISC-V support in L4IE. I think that was released last year or the year before, including the hypervisor extensions. There is also now, I think, Adam, there's hardware, right, recently. So finally, you can also use it. We've had it before, but only with the emulation stuff. But now you can also use it. We have the micro hypervisor, which actually is bringing this whole thing that you know